Back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Yesterday, a health fair was held in Pella at the Maytag Student Center. Representatives from businesses and organizations set up booths, and they talked to the public about a variety of health issues. Today on the program, we'll hear from some of those presenters about what information they're giving the public. Ben Harmon with the Pella Community Ambulance was there showing some of the Jaws of Life equipment.
Well, first, can you give me your name and spell it, please?
Yeah, it's Ben Harmon, H-A-R-M-A-N for the last name.
And you, what are you guys showing here? What kind of equipment do you have?
Oh, we brought the Jaws of Life, a spreader, a cutter, a hydraulic ram. They're all hydraulic tools that we use during extrication, if need be, for car accidents.
And these are new tools, right?
Correct. These are brand new to us. We've only had them for about 2 months.
And so why'd you bring those here today to show the public?
Just public awareness of the new things that we have that if they need, we can assist them in that.
And how, I see you're letting people pick them up and see kind of the weight behind them. How people, what are the comments you've been getting about it?
They didn't really understand how much there was involved in each tool, you know, how much technique it takes to do what we do with them, and the overall weight of the tool. So they were pretty surprised.
Well, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
The Chandler Health Center, Phil Schraubin, was public about advanced.
Well, first, can you say your name and spell it for me so I have it down?
I'm Phil Schraubin, chaplain at Pella Regional Health Center, S-C-H-R-A-U-B-E-N, Phil.
And what are you talking with people here at the health fair about?
I'm sharing two things. First of all, about advanced directives. That's medical paperwork that helps to deal with end-of-life decision-making. You can state, first of all, who you want to speak for you if you can't speak for yourself, along with your doctor, who will help make decisions for you to make sure that you're well cared for if you're in a coma due to a car accident or a diabetic state. And then secondly, it also states on the second page the types of decisions that you would or would not want to have done for yourself. Would you want to have a feeding tube? Would you want to be on a respirator? Any of these sorts of things can be named in that document, and you can sign it in front of a notary public and have it be legally binding in the state of Iowa. Then I also have Iowa Donor Network registry cards, and on those cards, on the back side, it shows you how to get your organs available for donation should something happen to you and you want to have your organs donated to help other people live. You can sign up at the Iowa Donor Network.
Well, that's something a lot of people have on their ID cards, but I heard you talking to the last person that's not a legally binding thing.
That's correct, yep. If you have it on your driver's license, it's a good suggestion. It's helpful, but it's not legally binding. The Iowa Donor Network Registry would make it more legally binding and more likely that your wishes would be followed through.
Well, thanks for talking with me today.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Jenna Youngblood College was there to talk with people about healthy dining choices.
Well, first, can you say your name and spell it for me?
Jenna Youngblood, J-E-N-N-A-Y-O-U-N-G-B-L-U-T.
And you're here with Central Dining Services.
Yep.
And what kind of things are you talking with people about at the health fair?
Just about portion control and watching what you eat and getting more fruits and vegetables and just keeping an eye on portion controls and watching those.
Now, is that something that Central, the dining services, try and accomplish, I'm guessing, all year round in the cafeteria?
Yeah, we have, at each of our stations, I make little cards that have the portion size and then fat, calories, carbs, that kind of stuff. So then the students can look at that for the portion size and put on their plate according to that. Not that they always look at it, but it's a good indicator of what they should be eating.
Now, do you find that people don't know exactly the portion size they should be eating or what kind of things are in their food?
Yeah, that's some people I don't think kind of don't look at it as a whole lot, especially the students, but just trying to get the awareness out of looking at that. And if you're going to the grocery store looking at the portion sizes so you actually know what a half a cup is and kind of measuring it out and getting to know what actual portion size is when they say it on the little cards.
Well, thanks very much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Jenna Kane was there talking with people about sleep apnea and other respiratory disorders.
Well, first, can I have you say your name and spell it for me?
Jenny Kane, J-A-E-N-E-N-N-Y, and then K-A-I-N.
All right, and you guys are talking about respiratory disorders. What kind of things are you telling people about?
Well, my main job is I'm a sleep tech. So we're talking a lot about sleep apnea or snoring. Most of the time how we influence people or explain people about sleep apnea is a lot of people are told that they snore or make some weird noises while they're sleeping or stop breathing while they sleep, and that's your number one indication for sleep apnea.
And is that a sleep apnea machine there?
Yes, because the main way to fix sleep apnea or correct it is with a CPAP machine. And so that device right there is a CPAP machine, and then you have different types of masks to choose from. And the mask choice is all a personal opinion. So
what does that machine do?
The best way to describe it is as a glorified fan. It splints your airway open. Most people, the problem with sleep apnea is that your airway collapses while you sleep. And so what that is positive air pressure that continuously blows in your airway and just props it open all night long so you breathe. It's not oxygen or a ventilator. It's just nice filtered room air.
So. Now, have you talked to anybody today who's like, well, I think I might have that, or maybe my spouse has that?
We have, and we've heard a lot of people saying, oh, my mom or my dad needs that really bad. And so we're getting the word out. It's now I believe it's like one in every five people are known to have sleep apnea. Either you know somebody or you know somebody who needs to be told they have sleep apnea or a sleep study. So it's getting pretty known anymore.
Oh, well, thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks.
You've been listening to what we've heard from some of the people presenting information at their booth there yesterday. Keep it tuned to the Mary Magazine. Today's meteorologist forecast is next.